15 cases of swine flu have now been registered in the Czech Republic, 5 new cases on Thursday alone. Officials revealed that the patients had come down with the illness after having returned from the United States and, in one case, Japan. While all the incidents of the disease are being described as mild, it is clear that further cases are inevitable. Great Britain alone, much harder hit, is bracing itself for 100,000 new cases per day by the end of the summer. Jan Wellinger reports.
So far, the number of swine flu cases in Central Europe has been fairly low, only in the dozens, far less than Spain, the UK, and far less, for example, than the US. But the number is rising and will likely continue to go up. On Thursday, the number of cases in the Czech Republic jumped by a third, from 10 to 15, although officials have stressed there was no cause for panic. So far, the country has seen no related deaths and cases have been fairly mild, with patients allowed to recover at home instead of remaining in hospital. Such was the case of one couple in their 20s from Ostrava, who recently returned from the U.S. where they had been visiting relatives. Health official Josef Matuška described their condition on Thursday.
Tests confirmed the presence of swine flu, but the patients did not have the worst of symptoms and have been allowed to remain in quarantine at home. They have been given antibiotics and are now on their way to recovery. The symptoms are diminishing.
According to the World Health Organization, in Europe, almost 10,000 people have now been diagnosed with the H1N1 virus. 4 people have died. Meanwhile, the head of the World Health Organization stressed on Thursday that the majority of cases worldwide had been mild, seeing recoveries within a week, many even without treatment. In all, WHO reports that more than 70,000 around the world have contracted the virus. 300 cases of swine flu have resulted in death.
And thanks to Jan Wellinger for that report.